about to experience a hot mess.
Oh yeah, that's right, folks. Hot diggity dog mess.
That was a little bit of Metric playing right before our show.
I love Metric.
Yeah.
Even though Emily Haynes doesn't like me, I still love Metric.
Why doesn't Emily Haynes like you?
I don't know. Every time I've met her, she's not been friendly.
That's not nice.
Well, I have such so much respect for her. I've always tried to strike up conversation, and she's always shut me down.
I think she's just a little shy. Sorry, Jay. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, no. I think that she's got a lot on her mind right now, seeing as how their new album is blowing up all over the joint.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Rightly so, though. It's pretty awesome.
Of course, they did grant us quite the interview for our show, where they played acoustically for Yours Truly and blessed us with their delightfulness.
That was probably one of the best interviews ever.
I felt like my eyeballs had been poked by the finger of Jesus Christ himself.
That would hurt a little, though, don't you think?
No, not if it was Jesus.
He turned my tears into holy water.
Oh my gosh. I would like you to cry over me then, because I am a sinner.
We're not in confession right now, Ed. It was actually live on the air to gajillions and gajillions of people.
Jillions and gajillions, eh? Not
yep.
Just like
gajillions
four,
is a, 400? Directly correlates with 400.
You are... I'm going to ignore that because I'm bad at math. You are listening to Hot Mess. It is Friday, July the 24th, 2009. We got Ready Eddie in the house.
Hello.
We got DJ Blontron.
Holla.
We got me, Jay Awesome. We are very excited today because we have a very, very special interview happening in T-minus 15 odd minutes with none other than...
LMFAO!
Way to break the intro there, Blonde.
Sorry, I didn't see the hands coming out for the drum roll.
I was trying to do the drum roll.
Yes, that's what, I'm sorry.
I got you, Jay. I,
how
I
exciting
felt that.
Is that?
Very
yeah,
exciting.
They're blowing up all over the place. They're actually coming to Vancouver on Tuesday of next week, July 28th, which is going to be fantastic at Gossip Nightclub.
They're neat.
Yep.
Maybe nifty, even.
We had their manager on.
Big hair.
We had their manager on a couple
Renee
months ago.
Renee McClain? Yeah.
That's right. And he was a very cool dude.
He was very cool.
LMFAO, what does that stand for?
Laughing my effing ass off.
Really?
Duh, LOL.
OMG, Jay. OMG. What is your problem?
I thought it meant lizards make fire always. Oh my God. It doesn't stand for that?
No.
Well, maybe we'll have to clarify.
We'll
clarify during... Because I've got a couple of ideas about what it could stand for.
I'm sure you do.
And as if that wasn't enough, we also have a very special guest DJ.
Yeah, we do. We have DJ Kenya from the Tito DeVille Band. I had the pleasure of opening up for them last night at Venue Nightclub, and it was insane. There was crowd surfing, and they had the whole place rocking. It was a ton of fun, so I'm pretty excited to have them here.
And Kenya's a handsome man.
He is quite attractive.
With flowing locks.
Flowing dreadlocks, yes.
Blowing in the summer breeze.
Yes, in his Jeep. He has a drop-top Jeep, and they just
so
blow
they do
in the
flow
wind.
In the breeze.
Yes.
Do you ever...
How do you feel about this conversation, Kenya?
He's got a smile on his
face.
We're
making him feel welcome right now in more than one way.
You want me to strip?
When you're driving in your Jeep, though, do you ever just... And the ragtop's down, you're just like... Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the dreadlocks, growing out of my head that's encasing my mind.
Oh my.
He's going to now.
That's Seals and Croft.
I mean, how can you not do that after that little one? Why don't we hit some tracks and music while we're chilling here, and then we'll get back to it.
Well, what do you think?
I think it's Blontron, not me. I don't got the music right now.
Oh, I thought you had a special.
I wish.
Blontron, what you got?
I've got lots of awesome stuff.
Yeah. Awesome stuff that we like to listen to
before we
go out on a Friday night. The sun is shining.
It is
sparkling on the ocean. And it's going to be a good night in the city.
It is.
All right, here we go.
So let's listen to some music right now on Hot Mess. No, right now on Hot Mess. Let's listen to some music. We'll be right back.
don't stop. Rock the middle, that'll make your body rock. Real slow, down the beat.
Won't me, nah, I can't leave her lonely, no. Ain't gonna understand, she make the people say yeah, yeah, yeah. She hit the stage to make the people say yeah, yeah, yeah. I can put you in the condo, all the way up in Toronto. Baby, put you in the fur coat, riding in Marcielago. I put you in the beach house, right on the edge of Costa Rica. Put one of them little flowers in your hair, have you looking like a fly, mamacita. Fuego, cause you look so good, you make me want to spend it all on you. Get up out this club, slide with your boy and we can do what you wanna. Yeah, baby, I bought you in the back cause you need a little persuasion. Plus you need a little ventilation. Let's talk about you, yeah, me. Oh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me, on me, me, me. I think she want me, want me. That I can't leave her lonely. No, ooh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me, on me, me, me. I think she want me, want me. That I can't leave her lonely. No. Ain't no understand. She made the people say yeah, yeah, yeah. She hit the main stage and she made the people say yeah.
She made the people say yeah. Oh, and keep running your mouth. And if your brothers come tripping, I'ma show them what these teardrops about. Shawty, I was just playing. Oh, but I can take it to the pavement. Islands have you screaming. Islands have you making. Love on the beach, the people seem to be moving. Islands, they point at you, man. Oh, we gon' keep on moving. Yeah, like it's just me and me. And no one else is knocking down on the balcony. And the lights are moving. Shawty, like I'm out about the pen. Oh, shit. And let the Alpine blast. Put your car on cruise and lay back. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast.
Every moment fronting and maxing.
Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Put your car on cruise and lay back. It's summertime, 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 summertime. From the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and look back. Cause it's summertime, 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 summertime. The weather is hot, girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas and tell them who best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. You will a pen and pad, I can pose this mind to hit you and to get you quick for the summertime. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime, 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 summertime.
ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the ball to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball court in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, flopping the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in a car, they spent all day waxin'. Leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Don't just let us in. chat your friend did. How you come up a double Mr. Post, I said, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double Mr. Post, I said, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double Mr. Post, I said, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double, how you come up a double, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double Mr. Post, I said, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double, how you come up a double, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double Mr. Post, I said, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double, how you come up a double, shine to the jump to chat your friend did. How you come up a double Mr. Post, I said, shine to the jump to chat your friend did.
Gentlemen, you are listening to Hot Mess Radio on CITR. This is Ready Eddie hanging out with
Jay Awesome and Blontron.
Oh,
and
I don't even get to say my own name anymore.
I thought it was gentlemanly.
It is gentlemanly. Actually, I kind of liked it.
Our special guests have arrived in studio. We have Sky Blue from LMFAO right here on Hot Mess Radio Vancouver.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
How are you, sir?
Yo, what's up, baby, baby?
How you doing?
Welcome to the Hot Mess in Vancouver.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah, that's baby. What we are.
All right, man, where are you calling from? Are you, in fact, in Miami?
You know what? I am not in Miami. Actually, we're in Edmonton right now.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Yes, sir.
And you guys are playing a show there tonight? Did play a show?
No, we're playing a show here. I don't really know what it's called, but it's supposed to be like, you know, 1,600 people in this tent. It's supposed to be real crazy.
Wow.
You know that Edmonton is home of the largest mall in Canada.
Really?
It actually is.
There's a lot of girls here.
It could mean that. All right, man, let's get down to brass tacks here. LMFAO. You guys have a great story because apparently your grandma came up with the name of the group.
She did. She's an OG, like we call her, you know what I'm saying? She's like the shaman of the family. Yeah, no. She's great, man. She actually has this jacket she wears, and it says LMFAOG, because we call her Graham, so, you know.
That's awesome.
That's brilliant.
I wish my grandma was that cool.
But Red Foo's dad wasn't really down with the name?
No, you know what? Red Foo's dad, he's my grandfather, and, you know, neither were my parents, you know, they just didn't get it. They're like, LMFAO, what is this? You know, and our friends understood it, you know what I'm saying? But when our parents hated it, we looked at each other, me and Red Foo, and we said, this is perfect, man.
This is the way to go.
That's right.
And music fans, they have so many options and what, I mean, obviously it means something, right? To the greater population, it means it's a certain acronym, but it could mean so many other things.
Right.
I'm going to throw this at you and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Leaping Moses flies against odds.
Woo! That's pretty good. He could have used that back in the day.
Right on. Now, you guys have an album called Party Rock, so we want to know up here in Canada what some guys from L.A. putting out an album called Party Rock. We're assuming that you're going to have some good tips on the proper way to party, and we're hoping that you'll give the Canadian listeners a few tips.
Let's call it party execution.
Well,
proper party execution.
Yeah, to properly, you know, execute a party, you know, we've actually studied this. A lot of people go to college for psychology. We've went to the Party Academy, you know, which is probably your local club. Anywhere you go, just to learn about the party vibe, right? So let's take there's different types of party, but we're going to take a house party right now. We're going to a house party, okay?
This is House Party 101 right here in Hot Mess
house
Radio.
House Party 101 by LMFAO right now.
All
right. First off, what you do is you make sure that you have a designated TBR. What TBR is, a take-back room, you know? It's a room that nobody can go in unless they have a nice little freaky-deaky girl, and you can bring it back there, and you can be by it lonesome for however long, 5 minutes, however long it takes you to get down. You know what I'm saying?
Are silk sheets mandatory?
Huh?
Silk sheets, are they mandatory?
Silk sheets are mandatory only if the girl has a weave. Okay? So, that's that. You know, the take-back rooms are a must. Another thing is, you know, you gotta properly intoxicate all guests. So any person that walks through the door must take the shot, or they're denied entry into the party. You see,
that's a good rule.
That's what we
do. You know, LMFAO. If you come to our table, you have to take a shot. If you come back to the after party, you have to take a shot because you got to be on the same level as we are. You dig? So that's that. You gotta take the shot. Then, for dudes, this is all dudes. I don't care if it's your friend, my old friend from high school. No. You have to bring two nachos. Now, what I mean by nachos are the two girls that are not yours. Very important, you know, for the party, because you can't bring your girlfriend and your sister, you know what I'm saying? You can't bring your girlfriend and your side girl, you know? You got to bring two girls that have no tie with you. It's kind of like a potluck, you know what I'm saying? Any potluck for the party.
That's brilliant. So, in other words, don't bring a sandwich to the buffet.
Don't bring your sandwich to the buffet.
You can bring somebody else.
But just don't bring your special sandwich, you know, that you made for yourself.
Okay, that's house party. Now, what about... Club party.
Now, club party, you would like to have a little booth, you know what I'm saying? A little somewhere so you can get down, you can have your bottles, you know? You must have a goose, you must have a Patron, you see?
Yes.
And you must take shots of both of them before you start taking your Red Bull and vodkas and everything else, because you got to get loose, you know what I'm saying? You got to get in the party vibe. So, two shots before it goes on. you get, you know, once again, nachos are still in effect. You know, you got to have the ratio. We call it a fellatio ratio. A lot more girls than guys. So you make sure that's checked. And, you know, you got to sit down and it probably helps to know a DJ. Because when you know a DJ and he's sitting there, you could probably finagle a song request. Because, you know, DJs hate song requests, you know, all across the world.
Right.
But if you have a DJ that's friend with everybody, you know what I'm saying? You could be like, hey, man, go play some Rod Stewart real quick. You know, trying to sexy, you know, that song, whatever. But that's the main thing. It's basically the nachos, the fellatio ratio, get your shots up, you know what I'm saying? And then get down to the brass tacks and party on.
I like this. I like these rules. I got a question for you, because you guys got a line of clothes. What's proper attire, party attire?
Party attire. Okay, party attire is probably something that lets your body breathe. For women, you know what I'm saying? Something that's...
Something loose or something like...
No, for women.
Let your body breathe like the fabric, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, myself, I wear tight pants because my package, I like to show off my package, you know what I'm saying? When I walk into the club, I want all the girls to say, oh, damn.
You want them to see the silhouette.
It's like window shopping.
Looking around looking like an elephant up in the Sahara. That's what I need. So I come in with the tight pants and, you know, and it's just like a lion in the Sahara. You know, he's showing off his mane. I'm not going to put my mane in cornrows. You know, I'm not going to hide my mane, so you got to have it out. The ladies, it's always nice to have something, you know, show a little skin and stuff, but see, keep a little something for the after party. A little question, you know, you don't know what's behind that and stuff, but you know, you want to show off the curves, you know, you want to show off what you've been doing at the gym. So, you know, wear your nice little tights and your party rock tights, because you see, we got everything for the party.
That's brilliant.
Everything we have is geared for the party. We have Huck Finns, which are tight pants that are cut off, so they're like shorts, you know, but then if you want to go out with those, you can wear the party rock tights under them. And if you're a straight man, it's okay. You know what I mean?
There's not a problem with that.
There's no problem. I wear them, you know, and I'm messing with all the ladies. So.
You mentioned that if you know a DJ, you're gonna maybe make a request for some Rod Stewart. So that leads me to another question as well. If which old school celebrity, no matter who it may be, is top on the list to party with?
Party
with Rod Stewart?
Oh, Rod, you know, Rod is a party animal. Rod is pretty good. You know what? I would probably love to party with Motley Crue.
Ooh.
You dig?
That's a real party.
The big guns.
The big guns. Because, you know, when you're going all out, you want to go. They're like the gods of the party, you know, and I just want to break bread with them.
But you don't want to go. You don't want to do like they did circa 1984 where they, or maybe you did, like where they died and came back to life?
No. I like to stay alive.
As biblical as that seems.
Huh?
As biblical as it seems.
I know. That was kind of wild, huh?
You guys, Party Rock came out for real on July 1st, correct?
July 7th.
But it was, I want to know how you feel about the situation, because when an album is leaked prior to it coming out, and it happens all the time these days. I mean, how does that rub you guys the wrong way, I'm assuming, when your album comes out? Or
well,
it's being able.
Let's be honest. You know, you can't not expect it to happen, because, you know, in this day and age, it's not really about record sales. I mean, we our album got leaked, but every show we do is, you know, sold out and it's packed, and fans are fans, and if they like the music, you know, hopefully they'll go out and support it. But if not, you know, come party with us anyway, because it's just a party vibe. You know, as long as the party's going, that's all we care about, and. We feel that the rest will take care of itself, because, I mean, to be honest, you know, I'm on BitTorrent searches, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Hype Machine getting my little downloads. So, it's just sign of the times, you know? You gotta think out the box now if you want to sell records.
You gotta
do different things. So, you know, we have our clothing line. We have like 90 videos on YouTube of our lives. You know, we have our blog. We have partyrockpeople.com, which is like a kind of like a MySpace, but it interfaces with Twitter. So we're doing all these other things, you know what I mean, that, you know, are beneficial to us and get our image and our message of party rock out to the people. So, you know, it's what it is. We embrace it, you know.
That has to, I think that is speaks hugely to your success, which has been so massive. What seems like overnight, when people's often going the old route, seems to take forever now, and you've been really flexible with that and really in people's faces all over MySpace and everything like that. And it's awesome to see. What can people in Vancouver expect from LMFAO for the party?
Oh, man. This is, see, now when, you see, you asked about the party for just the average, you know, everybody during the party. But when we come to the party, you see, what we do is every night we do our best to make it as special as it can be. Because, you know.
Well, I'm the only one in this room that can speak from experience because I've seen your show. I saw you guys down in L.A. For New Year's, and I was blown away. I did the rules. I had the Grey Goose. I had the Patron. And I'm not sure where I ended up in the morning, but I'm telling you, it was a good night. And it was a good way to start off, so.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll tell you, for example, yesterday, we were performing actually in Whistler, right? And
yep.
We were rocking, you know, and everybody's just, everybody, this is what I love about our shows is because everybody's on the same level. Everybody's just singing, bobbing, just going crazy, crowd surfing, all these things, right? And then I get the bright idea to look up and there's a sprinkler system up there with these pipes. So I climb up to the pipes and I just start hanging upside down by my feet. And people just start grabbing me and we're like swinging on the thing. And I mean, that's the party. You know what I'm saying? That's the real party, man.
That's just straight up punk rock.
Let's just do it, you know?
Right on. Well, we thank you so much for calling us here on Hot Mess.
We're going to play a little track from you. So if you want to lock it up and we'll get it playing here on Hot Mess. Thank you so much.
All right.
What are we going to hear?
I think you know what we're going to hear? I want to hear Bounce, baby.
Yeah.
This is LMFAO, rock the beat, rock the show, baby, baby. We going to get into some bounce, you know what I'm saying? Bounce. Bounce. Let's do it.
Got the flow whip, we the new thing. LMFAO came to make it bang. I'ma just be ripped, dancing on my soul. I wanna see you grip that sofa, then pop it slow. Pop that booty, baby, make it swing. Ooh, jiggle, jiggle, girl, do your thing. Now pop it up on your tippy toes. Let me see that shit.
Right now, you listen to my party people, the party villains, the people over here in the VIP booth. Chillin', hot mess, baby babies. Hello?
I'm a gigolo, dancing on the floor with a pocket of dough. Hey, if you see walking, if you two-stepping, if you're cranking that, it don't matter pimping. Hey, I'm a gigolo, dancing on the floor with a pocket of dough. Hey, if you see walking, if you two-stepping, if you're cranking that.
Yo, what's up, baby, baby? This is LMFAO, rock the beat and rock the show. And right now you are chilling with the number one pop. Party people in the world, hot mess, baby. Let's go.
Hey. Even on MySpace, they call my shit the bomb. If I keep it up, I'll have more friends of time. Sky blue, baby, I'm something new, baby. How you describe your style? Call it the new 80s. Gold chains, just frames. The women all up on us cause we entertain. We stay fly, no lie. My mama name is Sky, so I'm high. Ain't to push
kitchen, man. But I got what you need. A double dose of food, a double dose of me. So if you see walking and you two-stepping, and if you cranking that, it don't matter pimping. To my freakers, to my freakers, to my freakers. Now everybody sing, hey, yo, I'm a gigolo. Dancing on the floor with a pocket of dough. Hey, if you see walking, if you two-stepping, if you cranking that, it don't matter pimping. Hey, yo, I'm a gigolo. Dancing on the floor with a pocket of dough. Hey, if you see walking, if you two-stepping, if you cranking that, it don't matter pimping. Hey, yo, I'm a gigolo. Dancing on the floor with a pocket of dough. Hey, if you see walking,
Two-stepping, freaking that, it don't matter, bounce, make it hot, let me see that booty pop, bounce, bounce, make it hot, let me see that booty pop, bounce, bounce, make it hot, let me see that booty pop, bounce, bounce, make it hot, let me see that booty pop, bounce, bounce, make it hot, let me see that booty pop, bounce, bounce, make it hot, let me see that booty pop, bounce, bounce, make it hot.
And never on the level. Fire fills your veins when you're in bed with the devil. Blanketing our eyes with fables from the beast. Greed is your hunger as we fall into your feast. Dangerous advantages make profit on the least. Kill the middle class as you fuck the devil peace. In bed with the devil. Battle over oil, mosquitoes on the earth, symptom blah blah.
below our soil. Trapping greenhouse gases past the skies begin to boil. Stab a murder spark, our ecosystem will uncoil. Angels angry allied with heaven's wrath unspent. Man's ego relevant comes from hell and cries repent. Bilderberg, the Hindenburg of fires and torment. Untouchable leaders, and out of the sea. All we want is honesty and all we want is the truth. All we want is stable ground and stables for you. All we want is freedom and all our rights are spent. All you want is judgment, hate, and thank you, government. All we want is honesty and all we want is the truth. All we want is stable ground and stables for you. All we want is freedom and all our rights are spent. All you want is judgment, hate, and thank you, government. From the stars and in heaven what's been done. Why rip the land when we can power from the sun? Have a life to spare and have a life has just begun. This is what puts fear into those who have begun. Stand up for what is honor, stand up for what is right. Take your freedom back, get off your ass and fight. Every turn will never gone, uphold the masses' might. Power to the people, our victory's just in sight. All we want is honesty and all we want is the truth. All we want is stable ground and stables for you. All we want is freedom and all our rights are spent. All you want is judgment, hate, and thank you, government. All we want is honesty and all we want is the truth. All we want is stable ground and stables for you. All we want is freedom and all our rights are spent. All you want is judgment, hate, and thank you, government.
Yeah, some. July 30th, the Biltmore Cabaret hosts SSRI's Homecoming Show. Celebrating their North American tour, SSRI's return with Ghost House, Hermetic and Char 2D2. Doors open at 8 for the show at 9. And to sweeten the deal, copies of the freshly repressed Teams EP will be on hand. Catch the SSRI's Thursday, July 30th.
Hello, hello. You've been listening to Hot Mess, and
CITR.
It's been a barn burner. I'm not going to lie to you. The show's just been buck wild. I feel like I've been
a party rock in the house.
I feel like I've been riding a stallion without a saddle.
Bareback.
See, at sores or what?
No.
Okay.
No.
Some ointment?
That would happen if you did a stallion without a saddle.
Have you not seen my buttocks?
No,
I haven't.
I've been doing rock and roll squats. It's actually quite beefy and padded, so don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I'm not even that worried.
Ointment free zone over here.
Anyways.
Continuing the party.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome interview we did earlier in the show with LMFAO.
Thank you, Red Sky. Blue Sky.
Red
Sky.
Red Dawn.
Oh, God.
PM Dawn. No, Ed, stop.
Did you just say PM Dawn?
LMFAO, if you weren't able to listen to the interview live, then go to hotmess.org and you'll be able to listen to the show, or go to iTunes, go to podcasts, and find the Hot Mess podcast and subscribe to it for free.
If there's somebody that you want us to talk to, send us a message at the show at hotmess.org.
And we'll
or Twitter
down.
At us. Tweet at us, hotmess.org.
Blantron, our resident DJ, always brings us kick-ass guest DJs.
Tune in.
As the music director of this show, she always is able to find like the hottest, newest, most kick-ass DJ. And every time they come in, I'm blown away. Tonight, if you've been enjoying the music, we've been joined by our guest DJ, Kenya. It's a hell of a country, hell of a DJ.
What's up, guys? Glad to be here.
You're not only just an awesome DJ, you're in a really cool band.
Yes, I am. It's been a really fun project. Working on it with my friend Tito. It's called the Tito DeVille Band. We just did a massive show last night on the Strip at Venue. It was lots of fun. Blantron opened up. We had a blast. We partied it up.
It was crazy. I didn't exactly know what to expect. And then when I saw you guys, I was actually blown away because I've listened to your music and it's awesome. But your live show, your onstage performance was pretty much incredible. You guys look like you've been doing it forever. How was this born? How did you sort of start?
Well, the way we're born is definitely not like the way most conventional bands were born. Tito actually produced and recorded some music, a track called Tonight. It's pretty much our marquee track, and he entered it into an international international kind of track search, talent search thing, and he actually ended up getting second place. And so what he got was a grant for a music video. So what he decided, in order to make his show more fun, you know, instead of just going on stage with just him and the track, thought he put together a bit more of an entertaining show. So me and Tito come up through the van scene together. Like, he's known me forever. I've known him forever, worked on different projects. So he asked me right away to be his DJ. And then he actually auditioned drummers and guitarists straight out of the rock scene to just try and get the most talented guys, and came up with two of these incredible guys, Adam Zukifli and Will Ripley, A-Bomb and Willie Rips. And like, after auditioning dozens and dozens of guys, and then we all just came together and said, how can we put on the most kick-ass show possible? And like, we're all super committed. We've been in the studio steady, just working on our live show, working on recordings, and it's been really fun coming together. You got me, that's sort of hip-hop, electro mashup background. Tito's on a hip-hop kind of rock steez, and our drummers and guitarists are straight out of the rock scene, and just really trying to amalgamate all those styles. It's been a blast.
Let's talk about that, because you're the DJ, right? And when you're a DJ in a live band, how does the dynamic change from, say, when you're a DJ, you know, putting on a club set night at a club or something like that?
Massive learning curve for me, but it's been really fun trying to adjust. I mean, when you're in the club, it's almost like you're more or less, it's a job in a lot of respects. Like, I rock residencies around Van, and my job is to sort of get the vibe going for long periods of time. But when you put on a show with the band, you know, it's a completely different thing putting on a live show. Plus, I do the backup vocals, which has been fun and interesting journey trying to get my stuff up to par.
DJ sing.
Yeah, no doubt. But with our type of music, like, with I kind of play the bed track and then I add some cuts and scratches and then add some backup vocals and then cut guitars and Will and Adam really come up, rise up and put on incredible shows, incredible solos, you know, and Tito's kind of at the helm of it all. He's kind of the marquee guy. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here today. He really wanted to, but unfortunately he couldn't make it. But he's kind of the at the helm, so to speak. And then, you know, the rest is history. We're just trying to really put on an entertaining show for people because, you know, like Homeboy from LMFAO said, it's not about album sales anymore. It's really about, if you're trying to make any money in this biz, you're trying to succeed in this biz, it's really about the live show.
And it's interesting that you say that because I've gone to a lot of concerts in Vancouver over the past, a couple months, seen some really big name acts, and it seems like, you know, bands like, I saw Coldplay, I saw Green Day, and they're even bands at that status are just pulling out all the stops because they know, especially in a tough economic times, that they're gonna they have to give people a reason to want to come down and spend their hard-earned cash to see a show. So you guys are kind of subscribing to that philosophy.
Exactly. I mean, it seemed to me like in the 90s when you went out, there's free concerts all the time because people just wanted to promote their new album. Now it's the opposite. Music's free and it costs money to go and watch people live. So your live show's got to be super on point, and that's one thing we strive for, and I really feel like we're having some success. So it's exciting times for sure.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to playing your guys' music on our show, and where can people find out more about you guys on the net?
MySpace.com/ Tito DeVille Band, TitoDeVilleBand, and that's got upcoming shows, that's got links to our Twitter, that's got pretty much anything you could need from us is on that MySpace page.
And we need it all.
In the meantime, and in between time, you're going to head on over to your laptop, head on over the decks.
Absolutely.
And just bust out a half hour of party madness for the city of Vancouver.
All right.
I don't know where you are right now, Vancouverites, if you're in your dorm room or if you're in your sister's basement and you're drinking your dad's 2-6 of scotch.
Goose.
It's goose scotch.
Yes.
Putting water back in it doesn't work. I tried it in high school. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, with the water marker?
My mom would mark the bottles, and so I'd have to, like, fill them back up with water. And I just remember, like, being in bed one night, and I guess she went to go have Goldschlager with one of her friends. She was like, Samantha! Like, up the stairs. Oh, what could this possibly be? I'd totally forgotten about it. It was, like, 6 months earlier.
But yeah.
It was all water.
It's funny how when you drink your dad's booze and then try and fill the bottle up with water, how easily an alcoholic notices that type of thing. At any rate, if you're getting your party on.
I'm not drunk yet.
Kenya is going to bring you amazing, amazing beats. And he's got a band track that he's going to play first from the Tito DeVille Band. He gave you all the information for that. Check them out on MySpace. If you hear about them playing live in and around your neighborhood, definitely go check them out because they will blow your gray matter out of your ears. Ah, it's been a hell of a show.
It was so much fun last night. There was crowd surfing. There was everything. So I'm pretty stoked. So you guys get to hear it here on hotmess.org.
Shall we say farewell?
Good night, folks.
Yeah. Farewell, good night. Have a safe weekend. But safe as in fun and safe at the same time. Just don't wake up with your bra in your hand. Love Hot Mess.
Sometimes it's hot and messy. 101.9 CITR. Hot Mess.
Cause I can't hold me. Been down, it's been a minute. Doesn't seem Hot step, microphone check, 100 degrees right down your neck. Gotta stand up, feel the full effect. Some summer in the city, let me breathe a sec. You best believe everybody, Adam to Eve, Adam to Steve, Adam on the grind, sweating down his sleeve. Fly girls everywhere, make it hard to leave. And radio on, a classic song, rocking in the wrong to the break of dawn. See, I live in the now, cause the past is gone. Said live in the now, cause the past is gone. Like, high town, summer in the city. People in the low, let's go get gritty. Damn right, right, damn right, damn baby, hold on, I'm ready to go to the high town, summer in the city. Come on, in the city. Cause can't hold me down. Come on, in the city. Shadow in the city. Hot, hot summer in the city. Feel the heat. Summer in the city. Hot, hot summer in the city. Hot town. Come on. Damn, it's really hot, man, you're in a drop top, cause it won't stop, man. Fellas in the brow for the crew of the crop. Hot ones to the cold ones off the block. And radio on, a classic song, rocking in the wrong to the break of dawn. See, I live in the now, cause the past is gone. Said live in the now, cause the past is gone. Like, on high town, summer in the city. People in the low, let's go get gritty. Damn right, right, damn right, damn baby, hold on, I'm ready to go to the high town, summer in the city. Cause I can't hold me. Yeah, yeah, yo. Cause I can't hold me. 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 Down. Yeah, yo, yo, yo.
Look here. I really like it when the beat drop. When the beat drop. Bring it back, man. Keep it going now. Don't stop. I'm on a roll. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm on a roll. Not gonna stop. I got soul. And I feel the need to be in control. Got the rhythm need when your mind is free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got the rhythm need.
boy, Mr. Bad. Why you want to choke it on we? Y'all look status in the community. You might frighten them, but they don't frighten we. Boy, Mr. Badman, Badman. You know why? This is kind of fire in the youth freestylers. Original good boy, original gangsters. If it tests to you, then your days are the overs, boy. You know, see your days are numbered. Rap in a choker, in a skin teeter. Good boy, a town and with your butt, boy, a streeter. Any boy tests, then they must get defeat. No surrender, I know defeat, car. Boy, try tests, and every little bit fit. Pure gunshot to a sound, boy, dead. No, sir, we fire pure copper and lead. That boy, say for yourself. We and them they know we and them claim say them bad like we. We are the original rude boys and if a boy try this and then they can be.
Oh,
When I was on the grind, he was on my mind. On the strip, making flips. Tell me this, tell me that. Don't tell me nothing, just tell me facts. Why did you ever fall in love like this? Got you open, now it got you sick. Take your time, take a deep breath. Space in my heart, there's no room left. Some things change, some things don't. Some people change, some people won't. Who's to blame, you or me? I'm from Harlem, I'm the G. Couldn't see eye to eye, so it's time to split. Time to dip, take a trip. Hit the sky, say goodbye. I never look back, just the way it is. Just the way it is. Oh.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Decisions bugging me. Decisions bugging me.
molester.
You don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? Should I go?
Let's go where the girlies go. Follow where the fellas flow. You know what the people know. I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go. Follow where the fellas flow. You know what the people know. I go where the people go.
Let's go where the girlies go. Follow where the fellas flow. You know what the people know. We go where the people go. She's so ready, set for more. He know she be down for show. Hello, 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 yo. Cause it's all about tonight.
Let's go where the
girlies go.
Follow where
it's all about tonight.
You know what the
where the fellas flow.
I go where
it's all about tonight.
Let's go
where the girlies go.
Follow where
it's all about tonight. Tonight, 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 tonight.
Let's go where the girlies go. Follow where the fellas flow. You know what the people know. I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go. Follow where the fellas flow. You know what the people know. I go where the people go.
Let's go to Mexico, Paris, London, to Tokyo, San Diego, Puerto Rico, Cape Town, Africa, to Cairo. Follow the flow, jet to Rio, nonstop Montreal and T.O., Mandalay Bay, back to L.A., Aspen, Vegas, head to Bombay, St. Tropez, San Jose, Athens, Rome, and Italy. Cruise to N.Y., fly to Brunei, Vancouver, straight to Dubai, chill in Hawaii, end in Versailles, everybody hands in the sky, everybody hands in the sky, everybody hands in the sky.
Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas flow, you know what the people know, I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas flow, you know what the people know, I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas flow, you know what the people know, I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas flow, you know what the people know, I go where the people go.
Let's go where the girlies go, follow, it's all about tonight, you know what the people know, we go, it's all about tonight, she's so ready, set for mine, he knows, she be down for now, hello, 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 yo, cause it's all about tonight.
Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas go, you know what the people know, I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas go, you know what the people know, I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas go, you know what the people know, I go where the people go. Let's go where the girlies go, follow where the fellas go, you know what the people know, I go where the people go.
It's all about tonight. It's all about tonight.
Now.
Alone when you can call SafeWalk. The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
I got a letter from old George W. It said, son, I hate to trouble you, but this war of mine is going bad.
Mission Folk Music Festival. Worldwide music, small town heart. This year featuring folk legend Tom Paxton. Tenori's Dinianelli from Sardinia. Switzerland's Stimhorn. Singer Ivor from the Faroe Islands. T Nile. And more. A 1 hour escape from Vancouver, the festival is located at Fraser River Heritage Park. Come enjoy the festival from July 24th to July 26th. More information at www.missionfolkmusicfestival.ca.
You pulled me from a dancing reverie.
Wondering what this world's about. Place that has the answer. It's a place where no one dies. It's a land where no one cries. I once asked the Wizard of Oz for the secret of his land. He said, just take a look around here. Seven dwarfs and little boy blue. Uncle Remus and Snow White too. Now, just between us, that's what's known as integration.